Gatmoed and as the saying goes, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, good kvitzel to everyone. We continue our limud with Masechet Sukkah, Perek Dal, Mishnah Yud, and Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. We talked about yesterday how the Nisach HaMayim was, they took a pitcher and they went down to the Shiloh and brought it up to the Beis HaMikdash, and then they would do the Nisach HaMayim. So our Mishnah says, Kamasa, they do the same over Shabbos, except because they can't fill the pitcher and walk it to the Beis HaMikdash, so they would. The Mishnah tells us, they would take a golden barrel that was not that didn't have kedusha of a kli sharis. They would take it to the Shiloh. They leave it in a room to be used on Shabbos. Now the problem, why does it say that it's not a kedusha? It's not a kli sharis because if it's a kli sharis, then any liquid that's left overnight would be pusul with what's called lina. That's the rule by klei sharis. So they have to take a kli that did not have kedushas haguf. Nishpacha onis galsa. If the water spilled or was left open, hayim male min hakior, they would then fill it from they fill the kli from the kior. From the special washing station that the Kohanim used every day, because wine or water that is left exposed, psulim legabe is puzzled to be poured on the mizbeach. So, why would the kior solve anything? The Mishnah in Yuma, the third parak, the Bartanura tells us that the Mishnah in Yuma tells us that there is a special device set up that the kior every night would be lowered. With this pulley system into the stream below, and that through the process of hashaka, of connecting the waters of the kior to the waters on the ground, since the waters on the ground are not possibly no, so those wa the water in the kior is considered like the water on the ground, and therefore would not be nifsa belina either. So if they would if the water would spill from this kli, they would use the water from the kior. And as we said, because the water, if it would have been miskal, if it would have been opened, since that would be pasul gabe mizbeach, so they'd have to use another water. That is Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Aleph and Perek Hey. Hechal yochamisha v'shisha. So the flute, it's talking about, as we'll see, the flute of the Zehu Chaliel's show. Beis HaShoeva. This is a flute that's Beis HaShoeva. The Bartanura points out that's talking about all instruments, just the flute was the loudest of them. So sometimes it'd be 5 days, sometimes it'd be 6 days. If the first day of Yontif was on Shabbos, then you only have 1 day where you can't have Beis HaShoeva. But if the first day of Yontif was not on Shabbos, say you have 2 days where you can't, because Beis HaShoeva is not Docha Shabbos nor Docha Yontif. She'eno Docha, lo es Shabbos, lo es Yontif. Amru, the Chacham said, "Kolbi shalal ra simchas beis hashoeva, la ra simcha miyamav." Whoever has not seen the simchas beis hashoeva has never seen simcha in his life. The Bartanura points out, why is it called simchas beis hashoeva? Because of the she'ivas mayim shel nisach, because of the drawing of the water for the nisach hamayim, they had this big celebration. Because the pasuk in Yeshayah says, when you say it's in Avdala, every Motei Shabbos, ushavtem mayim, they draw water. With joy. Agav, this is also the sheet of Rashi, but the Rambam says it's not connected to the drawing of the Nisach HaMayim. Rather, it's based on the Yerushalmi. The Rambam says that the Simcha comes from a She'iva, a drawing of Ruach HaKodesh. And he actually says that the Simcha's message is not connected to the Din Nisach HaMayim at all. It's really connected to the Simcha Yisera of Sukkos. Everyone should have a great night.